的祷告。
Dear brothers and sisters, let's now bow our head and worship together.
我们在天上的父，我们需要你在我们的生命当中。
Our Heavenly Father, we need you in our life.
现在我们就邀请你进入到我们的心中，来到我们的聚会里面。
Now we want to invite you to into our hearts and also join our worship.
来悦纳我们的敬拜，来引导我们的敬拜。
May our worship please you and please be our guidance.
是的，就像在诗歌当中我们所唱的，我们要赞美你荣耀的圣名。
Yes, just as we just sung, we want to worship and glorify your name.
当你的名被高举的时候，仇敌就四散，黑暗就离开。
When your name raised up high, your enemies will run away.
当你的名被高举的时候，就吸引万民来归向你。
When your name was raised up high, all nations will come to you.
愿你来吸引我们的心。
May you attract our heart.
让我们的全心的敬拜使我们能够更深的来归向你。
So we worship you with all our heart, all our mind, so that we'll follow you closely.
我们把下面的时间分别为圣，求你亲自来使用。
Now, we want you to use our, the following time.
让我们的心，让我们的灵被抬到你的宝座的面前，与你来亲近。
So our heart and our soul will be raised up high to your, in front of your throne, so we can get close to you.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Thank you for listening to our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴我们今天又聚在一起来一起来敬拜神。
So, gladly that we can worship our Lord together again.
那这一段时间非常的宝贵。
This is such a precious time.
当神的子民聚集一起来敬拜，一起来聆听他的话语的时候呢，神就显明他在我们当中的同在。
When God's people gather together to worship Him and listen to His word, God will reveal Himself.
因今天我们每一个人不管我们在哪里在今天的敬拜当中呢，都能够遇见神。
So may everybody together will encounter God, no matter where you are.
那今天呢，我们会继续上个星期所开始的这个正道的系列，叫做思念神的名。
And today we will continue our sermon, one of the episode of our series is meditating on God's name.
那请大家呢把你的圣经打开，放在你的面前。
Now please open your Bible in front of you.
那我们今天读的经文呢是在创世纪的21章。
And now the verses we're going to read is from the Genesis, chapter 21.
那一会儿呢，经文也会打在屏幕上，但是在这个过程当中呢，希望大家能够读你自己的圣经。
And you will see the Bible verses on the screen, but I hope that everyone can read the Bible from your own Bible.
那认识神的名呢，是认识神自己的一个非常重要的方式。
Because knowing God's name is a very important way to know who God is.
在历史上呢，上帝不断地启示他自己的名字。
When we look back to the history, God has continuously to reveal His name to people.
在不同的阶段呢，神对不同的人讲话，来启示，来告诉他们他的名字是什么。
In different stages of the history, God has revealed His name to different people to let them, the people know who He is.
那上个主日我们讲到说，耶和华神呢对摩西讲话，告诉他他是谁。
Last Sunday now we talked about that God has revealed His name to Moses, tell him who He is.
他告诉摩西，他的名就叫耶和华，他是自有永有的神。
He told Moses that his name is the name of Jehovah. I am who I am.
让摩西有信心可以接受这位神的差遣呢， 去完成一个很重要的使命。
So that Moses could have the confidence to accomplish what God commands him to do. It's a very important mission.
那今天呢，我们来看神的第二个名字。
Today we want to look at the second name that God has revealed to us.
那就是永生神的名。
The name of the eternal, everlasting God.
那这个名字在希伯来文当中呢，是两个字组成的。
In Hebrew, it was composed by two words.
El Olam.
It's combined with the El and Olam.
这个 Olam 的意思呢，就是永恒、永生的意思。
The meaning of Olam, which is the everlasting or eternal.
El 呢，就是神的意思。
El means God.
所以 El Olam 加在一起呢，就是永生的神。
To combine these two words together means that everlasting or eternal God.
这个永生的神呢，是超越时间之上的。
The everlasting God is transcending the boundary of time.
他是不受时间限制的。
He would not be limited by time.
跟我们人不一样。
He is different from human.
我们人呢，是活在时间的当中，时间的里面。
We live in a certain time and confined by time.
过去发生的事情我们要想一想。
What happened in the past, we have to think. Sometimes we could forget what happened in the past.
将来的事情还没有来，我们也不知道，我们需要等候等待。
And we do not know what will happen in the future. We have to wait.
但这位永生的神是超越时间的，在他的面前，过去、现在、将来都摆在他的面前。
But this everlasting God has transcended the boundary of time. He lived in the past, he lived in the present, and he lived in the future.
整个人类的历史从创世开始到如今，以至于到世界的终结，就像一本书一样展开在上帝的面前。
So the whole history of a humankind was like a book unfolded before God.
这是永生的神这个概念要向我们传递的一个重要的信息，这个上帝是一个超越时间的上帝。
So this is a very important message that the everlasting God wants us to know. He is the God that transcends the boundary of time.
当我们人活在时间里面的时候，很多的时候我们需要等。
So when we live in a certain time, we have to spend a lot of time to wait.
现在四月底了哈，我们盼着这个五月份要到来了。
So it's almost the end of April and the May is coming.
啊，很多的这个迹象表明，好像到了五月底啊，六月初啊，这个疫情可能会缓解，那我们要等。
Well, there's many signs that maybe the pandemic will get better in May or June. However, we have to wait.
有时候等的时候呢，我们就会失去耐心，我们有一点等不及。
When we are waiting, sometimes we may lose our patience. We just wanted to get past.
还记得在三月份的时候，我们盼望这个复活节以后，这个疫情会缓解一下。
Do you still remember, you know, in March, we still hope at that time, after Easter, things will get better.
那后来呢，这个计划又推到四月底啊，我们现在这个居家隔离的这个时间呢，要推延到四月底。
And then, it was postponed to April. Now it looks like it, you know, shelter at home have to last until the end of April.
那现在四月底也到了，那看来好像我们还要继续等下去哈、啊，可能在盼望说五月底的时候啊，事情能够好一点。
Now it's almost the end of April, and it looks like we have to wait for another month. Maybe in the end of May, the situation will be improved.
所以这是今天我们来思考这个永生神的这个名字的时候，我们在当中要学习的，在这个等待当中，我们如何能够仰望神。
So So this is what we have to learn, you know, when we look at this internal everlasting life, God, when we are waiting, what should we learn?
在等待的时候不至于失去耐心，而是仰望神的过程当中呢，相信他，他的时间是最好。
So when we are waiting, we should not lose our patience. Instead, when we are waiting, we have to look upon the God and believe in him.Believe that his time is always the perfect time.
这是为什么神启示他自己的名字永生神的这个名字呢？是对亚伯拉罕启示的。
That's why God revealed his name El Olam to Abraham.
因为在亚伯拉罕的一生当中呢，他很多的时间是在等候。
Because in Abraham's lifetime, he spent a lot of time just to wait.
他75岁听到神的呼召，他就开始跟随神。那这个跟随神的过程当中呢，就是一个等待的过程。
He was called by God when he was 75, and then he decided to follow God. And on his journey with God, he spent a lot of time just waiting for God.
75岁的时候，上帝就应许他要赐给他一个儿子。
He was promised by God to have a son when he was 75 years old.
但是呢，十年过去了，二十年过去了，这个儿子呢一直没有降生。
However, the promise hasn't been realized after 10 or even 20 years.
那在这个过程当中呢，亚伯拉罕也有等不及的时候。
And during this journey, there was, you know, this point of time that Abraham could not wait anymore.
他也试着用自己的方法，试着帮助神啊，让这个儿子能够降生。
He even tried his own way to help God to deliver him a son.
所以他就跟他的这个妻子的使女啊，这个埃及的这个奴隶叫夏甲啊，跟他生了一个儿子。
And so he lay down with his wife's maid Hagar and have a son.
但上帝明确告诉他不是的啊，这个跟夏甲生的这个孩子以实玛利不是上帝所应许的那个儿子。
But God told him clearly that the son born from Hagar is not the son promised by God.
所以亚伯拉罕要继续等，等到什么时候呢？等到他100岁的时候。
So Abraham has to wait until he was 100 years old.
这个神所应许的这个以撒这个儿子才降生。
Then the promised son Isaac was born.
以赛亚这个亚伯拉罕整整等了25年的时间。
And Abraham has waited for 25 years before his son Isaac was born.
所以在这个过程当中，在亚伯拉罕这种人生的经历的过程当中，他深深的体会这个时间呢都在上帝的手里。
So Abraham has experienced that all the time was in God's hand while he was waiting for the promise to be delivered.
他的名叫永生的神，在他来讲，这个时间是在他的手中来掌管。
Because God's name is the eternal God, all the time was managed and controlled by God.
所以这是今天我们读的21章前面呢圣经记载的第一件事情就是以撒出生了，终于出生了。
So that's what the Bible verses we're going to read, and it was recorded before the Bible verses we're going to read today. That was the birth of Isaac.
所以正因为他经历了这个以撒出生的这件事情呢，让他深深的认识到上帝的那种超越时间的那个永恒性。
Because the birth of Isaac, Abraham has began to realize that God has transcended the boundary of time.
所以在接下来所发生的事情当中呢，因为他对神的这个永恒性的认识呢，以至于他可以宣告神的这个名字。
That's why he can proclaim God's name as Olam, internal God, because what he has experienced while waiting for his son Isaac.
所以我们一起把这一段的故事呢一起来读一下。
So now let's read the story together.
那我来读中文哈，大家如果要看英文的话，屏幕上都有。
So Pastor He will read in Chinese and you can read in English if you want to follow the screen.
那这一段故事呢，是从创世纪的21章的22节开始。
It started from the Genesis chapter 21 and verses 22.
当那时候，亚比米勒同他军长菲哥对亚伯拉罕说，凡你所行的事都有神的保佑，我愿你如今在这里指着神对我起誓，不要欺负我与我的儿子并我的子孙，我怎样厚待了你，你也要照样厚待我与你所寄居这地的民。亚伯拉罕说，我情愿起誓。从前亚比米勒的仆人霸占了一口水井，亚伯拉罕为这事指责亚比米勒。亚比米勒说，谁做这事我不知道，你也没有告诉我，今日我才听见的。亚伯拉罕把羊和牛给了亚比米勒，二人就彼此立约。亚伯拉罕把七只母羊羔另放在一处。亚比米勒问亚伯拉罕说，你把这七只母羊羔另放在一处是什么意思呢？他说，你要从我手里受这七只母羊羔，做我挖这口井的证据。所以他给那地方起名叫别示巴，因为他们二人在那里起了誓。别示巴就是蒙誓的井的意思。他们在别示巴立了约，亚比米勒就同他的军长菲哥起身回非利士地去了。亚伯拉罕在别示巴栽上一棵垂丝柳树，又在那里求告耶和华永生神的名。亚伯拉罕在非利士人的地寄居了多日。那在这一段的33节哈，是整本圣经第一次提到上帝的名叫做永生神的名。
So in this chapter and the verses of 33, this is the first time that God's name was as the everlasting God was revealed.
永生神的名 El Olam 是什么意思呢？
So what is the meaning of El Olam?
那第一个啊，这个名字的意思呢，就是上帝是不改变的上帝。
God is the unchangeable God.
注意这段故事是亚比米勒作为这个以非利士地的王主动来找亚伯拉罕与他来立约的。
So please pay attention that as the king in this land, Abimelech approached to Abraham first.
亚伯拉罕是这个寄居的人啊，是在这个地方这个走来走去的一个外来的人。
Because Abraham is an alien. He didn't come from this land.
而这块地的君王亚比米勒竟然会主动找到亚伯拉罕，主动提出来要与他立约。
However, the ruler Abimelech of this land approached Abraham first and wanted to sign a treaty with Abraham.
为什么这个王会做这件事情呢？
Why the ruler want to do this?
22节哈，这个亚比米勒对这个亚伯拉罕讲说，凡你所行的事都有神的保佑。
Because in verses 22, he said at the time Abraham, because every God is with you in everything you do.
这是亚比米勒主动要与亚伯拉罕立约的第一个原因。
This is the first reason why Abimelech wants to sign the treaty with Abraham.
因为他发觉亚伯拉罕与其他人不同。
Because he found out that Abraham was different from others.
有一位神与这个亚伯拉罕同在。
Because God is with Abraham.
无论亚伯拉罕做什么事情，他都能够成功。
Because no matter what Abraham did, he was able to be successful.
他养的羊都很强壮。
Now, all the sheep and flocks are strong from Abraham.
他的牛群不断的增多。
And his offspring increased.
这个他所挖的井呢，一挖，哎，水就出来。
And no matter where he tried to dig a well, there was water coming from the well.
这是从一个外人，这个亚比米勒王这个外人的角度来观察啊，得出的这个结论。亚伯拉罕背后有一位神在保佑他。
That's the conclusion from the ruler Abimelech. As a third party, you know, he observed carefully, and that's what he saw.
第二件事情呢，第二个原因呢，亚比米勒要做这件事情呢，是在23节哈，他说：“我愿你如今在这里指着神对我启示。”
And the second reason why he wanted to do this is from the verses 23. Now swear to me here before God that you will not deal falsely with me.
既然亚伯拉罕背后一个神，
since there is a God behind Abraham,
而且亚伯拉罕的神是这样强大的一个神，
and this God is such a mighty God.
那这个亚比米勒王希望这个亚伯拉罕与他来立约哈，不要欺负他的儿孙和他们的这地的居民。
So King Abimelech wanted to make a treaty with Abraham so that he would not deal falsely with him and his children.
但是亚比米勒王呢，这不是第一次跟亚伯拉罕打交道了啊。
But this was not the first time that King Abimelech dealt with Abraham.
在过往的打交道的过程当中呢，亚比米勒王知道亚伯拉罕他也是一个不可靠的人。
Well, in his experience dealing with Abraham, King Abimelech knew that Abraham was not reliable.
亚伯拉罕曾经对亚比米勒王不诚实啊，告诉亚比米勒王说这个萨莱呢不是他的妻子，是他的妹妹。
Because Abraham lied to King Abimelech before. He told him Sarah was not his wife, instead his sister.
这是为什么亚比米勒王要对亚伯拉罕说，你要指着神的名来启示，我才能够信任你。
That's why King Abimelech told Abraham, you have to vow on the name of your God.
这是从亚比米勒王的第三节的观察所看到的这两件事情。
And that's as a third party, what King Abimelech concluded.
神与亚伯兰同在。
God was with Abraham.
亚伯罕这个人不可靠，但是他的神可靠，所以他要指着神来启示，我才信任他。
And Abraham is not a reliable man, so he wanted to make a treaty with Abraham, but with a vow on the name of God.
亚伯拉罕自己也知道。
And Abraham himself know his weakness.
他有软弱的时候。
He know that he has weakness.
他有因着惧怕而说谎的时候。
He lied before because of fear.
但是他知道他所信的这位神，这位耶和华神是永不改变的。
However, he know the God he trusted is not changeable.
只要他带着信心来跟随这个神，虽然他软弱过，但是这位神对他的保护，对他的赐福是永不改变的。
As long as he followed the God he believed with faith, the God promised will not change.
这是亚伯拉罕在他的过往的经历当中所体会到的，神是永生的神的第一个含义。
And that's what Abraham has learned from his own experience, what is the meaning of everlasting God.
75岁当亚伯拉罕在吾尔的时候，上帝就对他讲话。
God spoke to Abraham when he was 75 years old in Ur.
当他来到这个迦南这个地方的时候，神又不断地对亚伯拉罕讲话。
And when he came to Canaan, God constantly spoke to him.
虽然地点改变了。
Even though the location was different,
时间改变了。
Time was different.
但上帝与他同在这件事情呢， 从来没有改变过。
However, the God's presence with him has never changed.
这是亚伯拉罕对神是永生神的第一个体会。
And that's what Abraham learned from God's name as an everlasting God.
在这个马拉基书三章第六节也告诉我们同样的真理，这里讲说，因我耶和华是不改变的，所以你们雅各之子没有灭亡。呀，这个经文的英文也打在屏幕上。
So yeah, you can see that the law I do not change, so you, the descendant of Jacob, are not destroyed from the Malachites, chapter 3, verses 6.
这也是我们今天需要被提醒的，上帝是永不改变的神。
And then that's what we should all be reminded of, that God is not a change, is an unchangeable God.
不管疫情如何的泛滥，神的慈爱、神的信实、神的同在是永不改变的。
So no matter how worse the pandemic is, God's presence and God's faithfulness will not change.
在我们平顺的时候，神如何与我们同在？在困难的时候，神也不会离开我们。
God is with us no matter what the environment or the situation is.
不是要等到所有的事情都恢复到正常的之后，我们心中才会有平安。
Well, we will not just have a peace when we back to the, you know, the normal, so-called normal life.
而是在，就是在这个疫情当中，就是在这个困难还没有缓解的时候，我们依然可以靠着，依靠这位永生的神，不改变的神，我们心中得平安。
Even during the pandemic, we can still rely and depend on this God and to receive peace in our heart from God.
亚伯拉罕在迦南地是做寄居的，是走来走去居无定所的人。
Abraham is an alien in Canaan. He moved around a lot.
但是就是因为这个不改变的神与他的同在，让他无论走到哪里，心中有一个认定，心中有一个平安。
That because the presence of this unchangeable God, no matter where Abraham went, he always have the peace in his mind.
这是他认定神永生神的名的第一个含义。
And this is the first meaning that why he believe that God is the everlasting God.
第二个永生神的名字的意思呢，是说这个神呢掌管过去、现在和未来。
The second meaning of this name is that the God is in control of the past, present, and the future.
在神看来，千年如一日，一日如千年。
In God's eyes, 1,000 years, and there's no difference between 1,000 year and the one day.
诗篇90篇第二节说，诸山未曾生出，地与世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远你是神。
In Psalm 90, verses 2, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
正因为上帝掌管过去、现在和将来，所以他所讲的话，他所应许的事情一定成就。
Because God is in control of the past, the current time, and the future, whatever he said will be completed.
所以亚伯拉罕深深地知道上帝在掌管这一切。
And Abraham knows that God is in control.
大家注意哈，这个时候呢，亚伯拉罕是居住在这个迦南地的南边。
At this time, Abraham lived in the southern part of Canaan.
他为什么会住在这个迦南地的南边呢？如果你看地图的话，你会看那个地方是很贫瘠的地方，是在山上，是没有水源的地方。
Why Abraham choose to live in the southern part of Canaan, which is barren without water, and it's really hard to harvest anything?
照人的眼光，这个亚伯拉罕应该靠近这个约旦河这个地带来居住，那地方是平原，那地方有水有草。 所以其实亚伯拉罕又是牧羊的啊，这个有很多的牲畜，如果居住在这个约旦河附近呢，好像是更适合他居住的地方。
From the point of view from a human being, that he should live in close to the River Jordan, which has a lot of water supply with green pasture to feed his flock. So from man's point of view, River Jordan should be a better choice.
看起来亚伯拉罕这个决定从人的眼光呢，不是一个好的决定。
From a human's point of view, that this is a poor decision by Abraham.
大家知道哈，当初是因为这个他的侄子罗德已经选了约旦河那个地方，那亚伯拉罕说你选左边我就去右边，所以这是为什么哈，他选择去到这个山上啊，在这个贫瘠的干旱的地方呢去居住，因为他知道啊，这是他啊在神的面前的一个承诺。
According to Bible, because his nephew Lot has made a choice to live close to River Jordan, and Abraham decides to go to the opposite direction so they would not have a fight. So he chooses this is the barren land, which is the water is scarce and it's just hard to harvest.
虽然是在这样一个艰苦的生存的环境，亚伯拉罕知道上帝依然在掌管。
Even though it's a very difficult place to live, he knows that God is still in control, and this is the promised land by God.
如果你读21章前面这一段的话，你发觉亚伯拉罕还有另外一个不合理的决定。
If you read chapter 21, you will find that there's another decision made by Abraham didn't sound very reasonable.
就是呢亚伯拉罕要必须要做一个决定哈，把这个他第一个儿子就是以实玛利和他的妈妈夏甲赶出家门。
Because Abraham has to make a decision to expel Ishmael, his son, and his mother, Hagar.
如果你了解亚伯拉罕的故事，你就知道亚伯拉罕不是一个无情无义的人。
If you look at Abraham's life, you will realize that he was not a very bitter and a cruel man.
那在他做这个决定之前，圣经也记载说他心里为他的儿子忧愁。
Because in Bible, it was recorded that before he made the decision, he was deeply troubled.
但是当神明确地告诉他说，你要听你太太的啊，听这个撒来的啊，把以实玛利和夏甲呢赶出家门。
Then God told him precisely that he has to listen to Sarah and let go of Ishmael and Hagar.
作为一个父亲，做出这样的决定呢，是非常艰难的一个决定。
It was a very difficult decision by his father.
这个儿子还年幼啊，跟他的妈妈如果一旦被赶出家门，他们的结局会怎样呢？
Because Ishmael was still young.If they were expelled from home, what will happen to them?
他们走在这个旷野的路上，会不会遇到危险呢？
Will they encounter danger when they walk in the wilderness?
当他们遇到危险的时候，谁又能够来帮助他们，来保护他们？
And who can help them when they encounter danger?
我想这些的思想，这些的挣扎，都在亚伯拉罕的心中。
AndAbraham must have a struggle with all the thoughts and the worry.
但是呢，他最后还是照着神的吩咐做出了这个决定。
However, he made the decision to obey God and let him go.
后来发生的事情果不其然啊，这个夏甲和以实玛利走在旷野的时候啊，几乎被渴死。
So in the Bible, we can tell that.Hagar and Ishmael did encounter danger. They almost died because they didn't have water to drink.
那就是在他们遇到危难的时候啊，耶和华神向他们显现啊，保护了他们。
And during that time, God revealed Himself and offered protection.
所以在亚伯拉罕做这个艰难的、不合理的这个决定的背后，体现出。亚伯拉罕对上帝的那样一种的信靠。
So behind Abraham's difficult decision, it was a revelation that he has faith in God's faithfulness.
因为他认定啊，上帝是那个掌管过去、现在、将来所有的这个事情的神呢，以至于他可以信靠他。
Because he believes God is the God in control of the past, the present, and the future. That's why he can rely upon God.
虽然亚伯拉罕自己他看不见未来要发生的事情，但是他知道有一位不仅能够看见未来，而且掌管未来的那位上帝与他同在。
Even though Abraham couldn't predict what will happen, however, he knew that there was a God in control of everything, so he can trust him.
我的女儿呢，现在是在纽约工作。
My daughter is now working in New York.
那当这个疫情在纽约这个很严重的时候呢，我们也很担心这个孩子。
We worry so much about her when the pandemic, the outbreak of the coronavirus in New York was was worse.
我们也提出来说要不要把她接回来啊，反正她是在家办公嘛，在家里也可以。
We propose maybe we should, ask her to come home because she can work from home.
但是女儿呢很有信心啊，她坚持在纽约继续工作。
But my daughter, she has great faith. She insists to continue to work in New York.
所以这个时候呢，我们就必须要学习交托。
So at that moment, we have to learn to trust in the Lord.
把这个孩子交在这位掌管过去、现在、将来、掌管一切的永生神的手中。
So we have to leave our daughter to God's hands, who is in control of the past.The present and the future.
我也知道在我们当中有一些做父母的哈，也要把儿子孩子要送回到纽约要开始工作了。
And I also know that some of you as parents have to let your children return to New York to work.
就像当初亚伯拉罕不得不赶这个以实玛利和这个夏甲出门的时候一样。
It was like, when Abraham had to let go Ishmael and Hagar.
当他认定这位永生神的时候，他心中才有平安。
He had peace when he knew there was an everlasting God.
这是亚伯拉罕哈认定神的永生神的名字的第二个意思啊，神掌管一切。
So this is the second meaning of the name, that God is in control of everything.
有时候他明白事情发生的原因，有的时候他不明白，但是这个 El Olam 在掌管这一切。
Sometimes Abraham understood why, and sometimes he didn't. But he was sure that the God whose name is El Olam was in control of everything.
好。那神的这个名字的第三个含义就是说他是值得我们信靠的。
And the third meaning of God's name is that he is trustworthy.
亚伯拉罕被称为信心之父。
Abraham was called the father of faith.
他的一生就见证了神的这个名字他是值得我们信靠的。
His life is the living testimony of God's name, which means that God is trustworthy.
当在这里这个亚伯拉罕宣告永生神的名字之后发生了一件事情。
When God revealed his name, everlasting God, something happened.
就是神要试验亚伯拉罕的信心。
Then God wants to test Abraham's faith.
让亚伯拉罕把他的儿子唯一的儿子以撒献上为燔祭。
He asked Abraham to offer his only son as a sacrifice.
大家知道在21章亚伯拉罕刚刚把这个以实玛利赶出家门。
You may still remember that in chapter 21, Abraham just let go of Ishmael, his son.
原来他家里两个儿子。
He had two sons.
现在只剩下一个儿子就是以撒。
Now only Isaac left.
如今呢，神又让他把这唯一的儿子，他所爱的以撒，也是神所应许的这个儿子呢，要献上为燔祭。
And now God has asked him to sacrifice his only son Lot, Isaac, as an offering.
这在人看来又是一个极不合理的一个决定。
And from the viewpoint of a human being, that this is another very unreasonable decision.
但圣经记载哈，亚伯拉罕没有跟神有任何的这个争辩，他第二天早晨起来就照着神所吩咐的去预备献上他儿子为燔祭。
And it was recorded in the Bible that Abraham didn't argue with God. He just obeyed God's command and offered his son as the leading sacrifice on the second day.
献以撒这件事情成了亚伯拉罕这个信心之父的这个信心表现的顶峰。
So, offering his only son as a sacrifice has become the peak that testified for Abraham's faith.
那这件事情的背后啊，亚伯拉罕为什么能够做这样的事情？为什么他的信心如此之强？那个原因呢，实际上就是在我们今天所读的这段经文里。
Then why Abraham was able to do this? Why he had such a strong faith in God? It was coming from the Bible verses we just read.
就是因为亚伯拉罕认定神是永生的神。
Because Abraham has learned that God is the everlasting God.
就是他能够认定神的慈爱信是永不改变。
He know that God's faithfulness and the love will not change.
就是因为他能够认定上帝掌管过去、现在和将来。
Because he know that God is in control of the past, the present, and the future.
就是因为他从他过往的经历当中深深的体会到这位神是值得信任的一位神。
Because that's what he experienced.And he knows that God can be trustworthy.
照着他的话语去做，绝对不会错的。
It won't be a mistake to obey God.
这样的话，他才能够做出这样的信心的行为。
That's why he can follow God and become the father of faith.
别示巴这个地方呢？这个起这个名字的意思是盟约的井。
The name of Beersheba means that the well of covenant.
当他与这个亚比米勒王立完约之后呢，在这个井的边上栽了一棵树。
After he made the treaty with the king Abimelech, he planted a tree, the tamarisk tree.
那个地方呢，成了亚伯拉罕求告神、祷告神、敬拜神的地方。
It became a place that Abraham called God's name and prayed to God.
每一次他看到这口井的时候，他就知道这位神是供应他一切需要的神。
Each time he saw the well, he knew that he would be reminded that God is the provider.
每一次看到这棵树的时候，他就想起这位神是何等的信实的保护了他。
And each time he saw the tree, he would be reminded how God protects him.
让他深深知道说这个神就像磐石一样，他可以依靠。
And so he know that God is like a rock that he can depend on.
这是在以赛亚书26章第4节的经文告诉我们的，说你们当依靠耶和华直到永远，因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
This is like what Isaiah told us from chapter 26 verses 4. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is the rock eternal.
他可以成为软弱的人的力量。
He can be the strength of the weak.
他可以成为那些疲倦的人的避难所。
He can become a shelter for those who are tired.
凡是投靠他的人呢，必不至于羞愧。
So whoever who trusts in the Lord will not be in shame.
以赛亚书40章28节29节说，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神耶和华，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦， 他的智慧无法测度，疲乏的他赐能力，软弱的他加力量。
In Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 to 29. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
什么是我们可以信靠的呢？
What can we trust and depend on?
是我们的财富吗？
Should we depend on our fortune?
圣经告诉我们说，金钱是靠不住的啊，像这个金钱被称为无定的金钱钱财。
We learn from the Bible that we cannot count on the money.
什么是可以我们能够信靠，是我们自己的健康智慧吗？
So what can we trust? Is this our health or our wisdom?
我们知道啊，这些都是我们靠不住的。
We know that we cannot depend on this.
唯有这位永生的神。
The only everlasting God.
是我们唯一的依靠，也是值得我们信靠的那位神。
Can be the one that we depend on.
看完今天的这个亚伯拉罕的故事啊，神的这个名，永生神的名啊，来呼唤我们在凡事上来投靠他。
So I hope that today the story about Abraham and about the God's name can give us the inspiration that we will trust and rely upon God.
他是永不改变，他是掌管一切，他也是值得我们信靠的。
Because this is eternal God is unchangeable. He is in control of the past, present, and the future, and he is trustworthy.
那我们怎么做才叫信靠神呢？
But what should we do to show our dependence on God?
我们如何来信靠这位永生的 El Olam 呢？
How can we depend on this God whose name is El Olam?
我鼓励大家呢，先从用这个名字来向神祷告开始。
I encourage you to use this name to pray to God.
用 El Olam 这个名字来向神来祷告，你可以对他说永生的神啊。
You can pray to God with the name of El Olam, and you can say this is eternal God.
过去、现在、将来都在你的掌管之中。
You can tell God, pray to God that You are in control of the past, the present, and the future.
你知道什么是最好的。
You know what's best.
求你赐给我耐心。
Please give me patience.
求你赐给我信心在等待当中。
Please give me faith while I was waiting.
我愿意把我生活当中一切的难处，一切的挑战和困难都交在你的手中。
I want to leave to you all the difficulty and all the challenges of my life.
因为我知道你是那一位值得我信靠的那位神。
Because I know you are the God that can be trustworthy.
有一首诗歌，我们可以借着这首诗歌来回应上帝永生的神。
We can respond to God with the following song.
这首诗歌的名字叫主啊，我来到您面前。
The name of the song that Dear God, now I come to your presence.
让我们用信心来到神的面前。
So now that I come to God with faith.
把我们自己交托给神。
So put ourselves, our life to God's hand.
把我们的今天、明天都交给神。
To leave our today's, our futures to God's hand.
让我们唱这首诗歌，主啊，我来到您面前。
So now let's sing the song together.